Watch, boxing match ensues after hundreds of youths break into mansion, throw party, authorities say. By Ethan Lechtman on June 22, 2022. Some 200 kids broke into a nearly $8 million Florida mansion where they threw an open house party and, at some point during the night, turned the foyer of the home into a boxing ring, according to authorities. The bash took place in Watercolor, Florida, on Blackwater Street from late Friday into early Saturday morning. A press release from the Walton County Sheriff's Office, WCSO, stated. The homeowners were not present during the party as they had left town on Wednesday, WJHG7 reported. The home is currently listed at $7,950,000 on Zillow. And the homeowners told the outlet that some items within their home were damaged and others stolen. Video footage released from the Walton County Sheriff's Office, WCSO, shows that at some point amid the chaos, the partygoers created a boxing ring in the foyer of the home. The boxers appeared to have wrapped towels around their hands as gloves. Apparently, at least two girls fought each other as well. One image from social media shows one of the attendees posing with a handful of what look like high-end championship rings. The WSCO indicated that they will be looking through the footage and images from social media in their investigation of the incident. Per the release. Here's another sliver of information, Snapchat isn't private. You may think it is if you are a teenager or someone in their early 20s and you are not yet worldly. Your friends will snitch. Word gets out. You'll be tagged in pics on the gram. Also, we can subpoena Snapchat. Authorities also indicated that they are aware of a flyer that was circulated advertising the party. However, they were not aware of it before the party took place. Corey Delbrunia of the WCSO indicated that partygoers could be facing burglary charges if they are identified. It's not funny, it's not fun, it's not cool. For these kids' parents, it's going to be a wake-up call. We're not talking about an open party charge. We're talking about a burglary charge, he said, according to WJHG7. The homeowners, who wished to remain anonymous, told the outlet that their privacy was totally violated. It's not even so much about the items at this point, about what was stolen, or what was destroyed, it's about people going into your closet and trying on your clothes, and people being in your bathroom, in your bed. All of that, Dobrodnia said according to the outlet. You can follow Ethan Lechtman on Twitter at @EthanLechtman.